This is Crash Course Podcast by Twinkle.
Hello, and welcome to Crash Course, the podcast that teaches you everything you need to know about important events and ideas, people and places from around the world. Now today, we'll be learning about the spookiest night of the year, the ghoulishly grim and the wickedly witchy Halloween. Halloween is a huge event in many countries around the world, including Australia. In this podcast, we'll delve into the devilry, hop into the haunting, and fandango into the frights of all things Halloween. And as we always do here at Crash Course, let's start with the basics. So, first of all, when is Halloween celebrated? All around the world, Halloween happens on the 31st of October. For people in places like the USA and Europe, that's the start of autumn. For us here in Australia, though, it falls right at the start of spring, or thereabouts. Let's find out where the name Halloween came from. So to answer this question, we need to dip into history for a bit. So, Halloween started as a pagan festival in ancient Britain, and this festival was called Samhain. And this was before even the Romans had arrived in Britain. And back then, Samhain was basically held to celebrate a successful harvest. When Christianity came to Britain, some traditions of Samhain were combined with new Christian traditions, and this new combo event became a brand new thing altogether, and it was called All Hallows Day. Now, All Hallows Day fell on the 1st of November, and it was dedicated to remembering all the saints. Now, the day before, the 31st of October, when we celebrate Halloween, became known as All Hallows Eve, and this name slowly changed over time to become Halloween. So the name Halloween went on quite the journey from those early days in pagan Britain, but it did get there in the end. Now for those who aren't familiar with Halloween, what actually happens? Well, the big thing is dressing up in costumes. And this, by the way, has a name. It's called guising. And generally, people dress as something scary, like ghosts or witches. But in recent years, characters from movies, cartoons, and TV shows have become popular too. The tradition of dressing up originates from the idea that Halloween was the one night of the year when the boundary between the world of the living and the world of the dead was at its thinnest, and when monsters were most likely to walk the earth. So, people dressed up as scary things to, well, scare the other scary things. Because it turns out the only thing monsters are scared of are other scary monsters. There are lots of other Halloween traditions, of course. Trick-or-treating, apple bobbing, playing tricks and pranks, watching scary movies, and lighting bonfires are all popular. While carving pumpkins into jack-o'-lanterns is a big feature too. Though, people would actually use turnips and sometimes potatoes on Halloween, before pumpkins became the thing to carve in more recent times. Now for many, Halloween, or All Hallows Eve, is still an important Christian event. In fact, many Christians use the day as an opportunity to remember the saints and other faithful people who have died. And they do this by attending church services, lighting candles on people's graves, or eating special foods like just vegetarian dishes, potato pancakes, or special treats called soul cakes. Now, where is Halloween celebrated around the world? Well, Halloween is most popular in the USA, and it's estimated that 40% of Americans dress up on Halloween, and that 72% give out lollies to trick-or-treaters. That's a lot of people considering there are more than 300 million people in the USA. But it's not just an American tradition. Halloween is also a big deal in parts of Europe, places like the United Kingdom and Finland. Here in Australia and New Zealand, parts of South America, places like Chile and Ecuador, and places in Asia as well, like Japan. Halloween isn't the only spooky event that happens around the end of October either. In Mexico, people celebrate the colourful Day of the Dead, where people pay respects to those who have died before them. In parts of the United Kingdom, people celebrate ancient traditions that are similar to Halloween, like Calan Gaeaf in Wales, or Hop to Na on the tiny Isle of Man. In places like Germany and Switzerland, people celebrate Tontonsonntag instead. All these festivals share similar themes and history with Halloween, like harvest time, remembering those who have died, as well as sweets and monsters. And finally, have you ever wondered where the traditional Halloween colours of black and orange come from? Well, orange comes from the changing colour of the leaves in autumn, and black is said to represent death. Spooky, huh? But that sadly is all the time we have here today at Crash Course Podcast. Will you go trick-or-treating this year? Maybe you'll carve a jack-o'-lantern, or go to church instead. Whatever you do, watch out for those monsters, and don't eat too many treats now, will you? Thanks for joining us today at Crash Course Podcast. We hope you learn a lot, and catch you next time.